Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Daniela Sartori. Starbucks' new CEO, who was brought in to revitalize the company, is taking a page from the company's past as he tries to turn things around. So, Daniela, what is it that he wants to do?
So, Brian Nichol came in on Monday, and by Tuesday, he had already released the outline of his plan to, you know, revitalize the company. One of the first things he said is that he wants to make the Starbucks locations inviting again. If you've been to a Starbucks, you know, in recent years, you've noticed that many of them don't have as much seating anymore, maybe no seating. A lot of the locations are more designed for the to-go business. And that's just not what Starbucks, you know, got its start as. So it seems like he's trying to bring back some of that warmth that a lot of people are used to.
I didn't realize that the cafe culture went anywhere.
That's interesting. I mean, it's, you know, Starbucks kind of built a reputation on being what we call the third place. So basically, it's a place outside of, you know, your work or your house where you could just, you know, go hang out. That was the norm. That was way more of the norm, let's say, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. But with the pandemic, that change really got accelerated. It had started before, but more people were just looking for options on the go. And it is true that the company had to follow their customers where they were going, but there's a sense that maybe they went too far, right? That like the thing that makes Starbucks special was being a cool place to hang out, and that's just no longer the case in a lot of locations.
So what do you do besides just putting in more tables and more chairs? How do you change the culture and make it more warm and inviting?
That's a really good question. And, you know, the details so far are as far. But the thing, a couple of things that he called out is more comfortable seating. So it's not just a matter of having chairs, you know, it's whether the chairs make you want to stay there. He also talked about design options and also about making sure that there's a clear distinction between basically like dine-in and to-go service. Sometimes what happens is when you go into Starbucks locations, even though they have seating, there's just like a ton of people waiting at the handoff counter where you can pick up your mobile orders. And so it's just not very inviting. So we'll have to see like what it looks like in practice, but it seems like he's trying to get to what really made Starbucks like stand out for a lot of people.
When you look at a lot of the food offerings, a lot of it does sort of encourage that grab and go mentality. And I'm wondering, you know, can you change that up and make people slow down and maybe sit down and have their lemon pound cake?
It certainly does. I mean, Starbucks has leaned into the to-go mentality. The thing is, the question that they're facing is what's the balance, right? Because they have a lot of customers, but that's what they want. You know, there's people that are grabbing their coffee on their way to work, and they want that convenience of having a drive-through or just being able to go into like a pickup window. You know, there are locations now that are basically just for pickup. They have no seating. But there is still a sizable number of customers that do want a place to be, even if occasionally. So, like, what does that look like? Does that just maybe look like, you know, having more locations that have seating, you know, instead of having fewer? It's just perhaps about giving people better options. But it seems like people feel like the people that really want to hang out and linger at the cafes just have less of that option right now. But it is a balance because you can't totally move away from convenience because it is what people want.
And the company itself is so ubiquitous. And if you want to feel comfortable at your local Starbucks, maybe you want to feel that way no matter where you are in the world.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's one of the big things that we all look for, you know, with this like multinational chains, right? It's like, you know that the experience is going to be fairly consistent anywhere you go in the world. but it hasn't. You know, in other places, you know, outside of the U.S., it's still more of that, you know, hanging out culture. And even here in the U.S., if you go to what they call the reserve stores and the roasteries, they are designed with that mentality in mind. So you know, it is a complicated question, and it is not just a matter of what a store looks like. It really gets to, like, the core of what Starbucks is and, like, what you and I might actually want out of the company and whether we're customers ultimately. So it is a big deal that they're facing here.
We'll be watching. That is Bloomberg's Daniela Sartori. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, you can tune in to Bloomberg Technology Weekdays that comes at you at 8 a.m.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.